Lebanon's divides are hurting certain groups of kids. A Ugandan school encounters a unique problem, and the gospel's spreading like wildfire in parts of Indonesia. We'll tell you what that's all about on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Fears grow in Lebanon as divides get deeper. Syrians worried about an attack from the West are pouring across the border. A tit-for-tat conflict between Sunni and Shiite Muslims is more people on edge. It's making things even harder for the kids Lebanon calls illegitimate. Matt Parker of Kids Alive International.
Sometimes that is children who are born out of wedlock. Sometimes it's a case of refugees coming over and they're not registered, and therefore their children are not registered.
Already marginalized, the conflict is putting an extra burden on these kids.
It makes it very, very difficult for these children and for their families. You know, the future is very bleak.
Kids Alive is stepping in with practical help and an important message.
One of our goals really is to show these kids that they are valued and that they are loved by us and by God.
Can you help? Get connected at our website. Next, Fridays are dangerous in Egypt. This month there's been a Friday of Martyrs, a March for Anger, and a Black Friday, all after Muslim prayers ended. Each time, rampages against Christians have destroyed property, homes, and lives. Open Doors is working closely with local church planners to support those suffering for their faith in Jesus Christ. They're trying to raise $430,000 to help. The money will go to what's most needed to bring hope and relief to the devastated Christians. This is Mission Network News. You may have heard that young people in the United States are leaving the church in droves, but Jim Lundgren says InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is seeing just the opposite. He explains what might be causing the divide.
They're very spiritually interested, but oftentimes they get talked to rather than to be talked with. And that's what turns them off about the church.
By connecting with students at a peer level, InterVarsity can introduce the gospel.
They want to be involved. They want their questions taken seriously. When you do that, they're very interested.
Have you shared the gospel lately?
The scriptures tell us, be ready to share your explanation for the hope that you have in Jesus Christ. We need to be ready to share the reason for our hope. And not just in theory, but actually, how is Jesus Christ at work in our lives today?
Meanwhile, it's an age-old question. What's in a name? For the FIO Project, it's everything. Mark and Stacy Lucky are missionaries with Every Child Ministries in Uganda. They chose the name because it means he cares in the local language. God caring plays a vital role in their work because, as Mark explains,
one thing we saw in the community when we came was a bit of a defeatist attitude. We can't do it ourselves. Let's just let someone come in and do it for us.
That mindset began changing with the school they helped. The gospel was incorporated into the school. Soon, a dilapidated shamble of buildings with just 55 students became a functioning school. The community took notice.
By the next term, the beginning of 2013, the school had grown to 220 children.
They also started a scholarship program for 75 orphans.
One of our goals all along has been to help the community provide education for orphans in the community. And those kids weren't typically going to school or not going to school regularly because of financial issues.
A little help goes a long way. You can pray, give, or go. We have links online. And something exciting is happening in Indonesia. Global Fingerprints has added 4 new projects there this year. What's Global Fingerprints? It's the child sponsorship ministry of Reach Global. They partner with national churches to meet the physical, spiritual, and emotional needs of at-risk kids. It's the right time, right place, and the gospel making a huge difference, as evidenced by their growth. $35 starts the ball rolling for change. Questions? Check our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get the new Josh Wilson CD, Carry Me, when you support Mission Network News. When you give your best gift, you'll receive music that will remind you to wake up, be a light, and share Christ. Keep it or give it to a friend. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.